We're back on the Finsiders. I'm Raul Stryker Jr. on a busy Friday afternoon. The 2014 NFL Scouting Combine underway, and now we are pleased to have the professor, John Clayton, NFL reporter for ESPN, who's out there in Indianapolis covering the Combine.
Raul, thanks for inviting me.
Well, Professor, the 2013 season was a bit of a turbulent one for the Miami Dolphins, and in spite of it all, they were just one win away from making the playoffs. What do you see as the number one priorities for Dennis Hickey and Joe Philbin moving into the draft?
Well, I think the big thing is trying to work on the offensive line. I think it's pretty evident that now there's going to be a lot of change there, because with Richie Incognito a free agent, John Jerry a free agent, breaking in a new offensive line coach, it's going to be a matter of trying to rebuild that. And you can see how important it was. You know, despite the talent was on the offensive line, you know, Ryan Tannehill was hit way too many times last year. And if they can get better protection, a better running game, then I think the record can turn out much, much better.
No doubt about that. In addition to the O-line, everybody obviously knows that the Dolphins need help there. There's been some talk that the Dolphins could be interested in a veteran running back, someone like a Maurice Jones-Drew, like a Ben Tate, even a LeGarrette Blount.
You know, it really is not, it's not a big market as far as what numbers I think are going to be there. It's very similar, I think, in some ways to last year. You know, the guy that you didn't mention, Raul, is somebody like a Darren McFadden, a guy with great speed. You know, and I think that, you know, at a very good price, he might be one of the guys that can come in there. Sure, it's going to be great to be more physical with the running game, and I think an upgrade is going to be needed. But, you know, whether it's going to be a McFadden, who still is young enough, and I think, you know, the fact he's got the SEC background, that may, you know, at least add some things to it. And he just needs a new start. I mean, he had way too many injuries in Oakland. I think getting down to Miami, I mean, he could be a candidate, but listen, put it this way. If you're looking for running backs, I mean, it's pretty much a select market that the Dolphins can kind of pick and choose and take the type of back that they want.
We're talking with the professor, John Clayton, and obviously we talked about the O-line and the possibility of adding a running back. Ryan Tannehill, after his second season showing improvement, what did you see out of him last season?
Well, I think the biggest thing is the fact that, I mean, he actually played through all those hits, and I think he grew a lot. I mean, I've liked Ryan Tannehill very much since his first year. I mean, I think that you can see there's a lot of potential there. I think you can see that, you know, he's able to take the hits. Now it's a matter of just trying to refining things. You know, I thought that Jeff Ireland did a good job of trying to give him more weapons. You know, not only reaching out and giving him a deep threat in Mike Wallace, but going out and getting him a good possession guy like Brandon Gibson. So you can see the things in place, and I think what also helps is the fact that Clay came on as a tight end, and so all the weapons are there to make it work. So if the protection gets better, the running game can help him a little bit more. I think the third year could be a very good one for Tannehill.
Well, we definitely hope you're right about that. A big season coming up for Ryan Tannehill, his third one. Let's go back to the draft now. What position do you see as the deepest in this draft?
Well, the deepest positions, I think, are interior offensive linemen. I mean, people were talking about you can get good guards now into the third and fourth round, and obviously that's going to be an emphasis for the Dolphins. And then the fact that, you know, there's going to be some good cornerbacks that are going to be available. That's a good crop out there, too. You know, it's a good tackle type of crop, so that may be something there. But overall, I mean, some people were comparing this to being maybe the deepest draft in 30 years. And if you really go through history, you know, anytime there's a big spike in underclassmen, I mean, go back to the first year that they had underclassmen coming into the league, you know, that was a fantastic draft. And you look at the group that's coming in this year, you know, two top tackles up top, some fast linebackers, Davavian Clowney, who's just a phenomenal athlete, some quarterbacks. I mean, this is a draft of riches. And so the most important thing is to get a good draft. Then you augment everything with a few free agent signings, whether it's going to be an offensive lineman, whether it's going to be a running back, and that could be very good for this team. Because remember, they spent over $140 million in unrestricted free agency money last year, and those players are still there, and now they'll all be healthy coming into this year. So that is something to build on.
Finally, John, you've been to quite a few of these scouting combines. Can you tell us a little bit about the evolution of this event from the past 15 to 20 years, how it's changed dramatically?
Well, you know, it's kind of gone from like the wild, wild west into being more sophisticated and digitally oriented. I mean, I still go back. The first one I covered was 1990, so that's about 25 years ago. And we're over at the Holiday Inn, you know, right by the train tracks. And at that time, there was no time limit on the time you can talk to a player. And we can actually sit in the lobby and watch teams literally get into fist fights, trying to get guys to come into their suite and talk to the teams. I mean, it was just hysterical. It's like, look at that fight between those two teams. Now, of course, Everything's segmented. Everything's organized. You know, it's gone from what was about a dozen of us to more than 800. And now we've got, you know, we've gone from a convention center. Actually, we've gone from a hotel lobby to a convention center, now to a stadium. I mean, I don't know what the next step is. I mean, maybe they're going to have to rent out a city if this thing keeps growing.
Thank you so much. Thanks for your time, and keep warm up there.
Hey, thank you so much.